This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Are we taking our vitamins, particularly the B variety? That's our focus today with Dr. Mike Hutchins, retired dairy extension specialist from the University of Illinois. Mike?
Today's feed forum will be a review of B vitamin status in dairy cow rations. When we went to college, basically, historically, we were told we don't have to worry about B vitamins because the rumen microbes make as much as the dairy animal really has to have. That may be not true with baby calves. However, nowadays, we now have very high-producing cows, easily reaching 150 pounds of milk a day, which results in high feed intakes, high rates of passages, which affects how well we can synthesize B vitamins. And, of course, a transition cow has tremendous pressure as well. So we're really re-looking the role of B vitamins, and some of these are now being recommended, and other ones will be here in the future. So let's talk about the ones we're using today. Biotin, or a B3, is a one that's used for metabolic and energy transformations. It also affects hoof health and hoof hardness, not only in dairy cattle, but in other species as well. We recommend about 20 milligrams per animal per day. Another B vitamin that is being used on some farms is niacin. Niacin is used for fat mobilization to stop mobilization of fat from the body, not only in cattle, but also in dogs and humans, and it impacts ketosis. The recommendation is about 3 grams of rumen-protected niacin and about 3 grams of raw niacin. The raw niacin, or unprotected, stimulates microbial production in the rumen. Another pseudo-B vitamin is choline. Choline affects liver health and exports low-density lipoproteins out of the liver to reduce the risk of a fatty liver. Recommended levels of 13 to 15 grams of rumen-protected choline. And so perhaps our listeners have heard that magic word, rumen-protected, pop up here in today's discussion, and that becomes important because, for example, choline. 99% of the choline, if it's not protected, is going to be destroyed by the rumen microbes. So it doesn't pay to put expensive B vitamins in if the rumen bacteria are going to attack it or destroy it. Another example would be biotin. Researchers suggest about 60% of the biotin is destroyed in the rumen as well. And so now we have companies that are protecting the B vitamins. And here's the list that some we've heard about already. Choline, niacin, biotin, pantothenic acid, folic, and pyroxylene. So certainly those are B vitamins that can have some big biological functions in terms of energy cycles in cows. Some of our listeners will be thinking about the TCA and the energy cycles in these cows certainly are important players. So the question our listeners might think about that is, well, what do you mean by rumen protected? And Bill, there's a couple ways that is commercially available right now that companies are championing. One is to encapsulate the B vitamin. It's not only used in B vitamins, but it's also used in amino acids, and in some cases other feed additives as well, such as glucose. And it simply encapsulated with a polymer that is then approved by FDA, which is pH sensitive, which means once it's in the rumen, it does not dissociate. When it gets in the lower tract, it does open up and becomes available because of the pH in the lower digestive tract. And for example, on choline, some of the good products will have nearly 90% of it being rumen stable and 90% being available and released in the lower tract. And that's a really good product when you ask those kinds of questions. Another approach is what we call fat embedding, which means you actually put fatty acids and mix it with the B vitamins, and literally, since the fat is pretty inert, it's protected. So our take-home message on B vitamins: there are new products on the marketplace that certainly can be important in these high-producing dairy cow rations during transition period and early lactation. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike, and have a great weekend. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, retired dairy extension specialist from the University of Illinois.
Cottonseed in your dairy ration could mean more cash in your pocket, because cottonseed's high fat content makes it an excellent source of energy for milk production. Plus, it can increase the butterfat content of the milk your cows produce. Add it up, and it all means better milk in the tank and more money in your bank.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
Coming up on our Milky Monday, Lee Milky talks with High Ground Dairy's Director of Market Intelligence, Lucas Feese, who says the unthawing of trade relations with China is good news for U.S. farmers, but the U.S. has its work cut out for itself. We'll talk about it Monday. And stay with this station for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.